throw scraps in for the hogs.
Well, if we were to keep one, we call it a slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the thing that you would fry eggs in, fry ham in.
Frying pan.
Another name for it?
Skillet.
Are you familiar with something like that that people used to use to cook and actually cook in the fireplace with? Might have had legs.
Yes, it was a kettle, I believe you call it, an iron kettle.
Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm thinking about, you know, out in the country sometimes you see these great big black containers. Might have been used for boiling potatoes or boiling your clothes in.
Yeah, iron pot. Is that what you were referring to?
Did you ever hear that called a wash pot?
Yes.
That would be
common. It was a wash pot.
That would be a common phrase around here.
Yes.
Okay. A container that you would put cut flowers in just to display them.
That would be a vase.
Okay. Would a vase ever have dirt in it?
Not usually.
Okay. What would?
Well, a pot. Flower pot.
Did you have flower pots in your house?
Sure.
Okay. Name by the different utensils that you eat with.
A fork, a spoon, a knife.
Okay. And the plural of knife, that would be several.
Knives.
Okay. This word, after you eat dinner, your dishes are all dirty, you say you need to do what to the dishes?
I need to wash the dishes.
Okay, and to get the soap suds off, you'd say she what the dishes?
Rinse the dishes.
Okay, in other words, you kind of fill in the blank here, she the dishes.
She rinsed the dishes.
Okay.
It hasn't always been rinsed.
What?
It hasn't always been rinsed.
What has it been?
Rinsed.
Right. Okay. Is that something you have to consciously work at?
Yes. This is what I was trying to explain to you.
Yeah.
You really have to work at it when you don't hear this.
Yeah.
And when you learn the difference in order to keep the two in your mind and to separate them.
Well, we're only giving you this pronunciation. You might say, she washes and she...
Dries.
Well, the word that we're talking about. She washes and then she...
Rinses.
Right, okay. What about the cloth or rag that you would use when you're washing dishes?
Dish cloth, dish rag.
Okay, what about when you're drying?
Dish towel.
Okay. Do you have a name for the cloth that's about the size of your hand that you would use when you're taking a bath?
Yes, wash cloth.
Okay.
Wash rag.
Alright, the big one that you dry off with?
Dish towel.
Okay. In the kitchen, over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of?
It's a spigot with the faucet.
Okay. What about outside, something you hook a hose up to?
Well, that would be the spigot with the faucet.
Okay. On a portable water container, you might take with you if you're going fishing or something, you know. The thing that the water flows out of, like that. Do you have a name for that?
Yeah. I'll call it the spout.
Okay. All right, this verb, say you got up early in the morning during the cold of winter and you turn on the water and nothing comes out. You say, oh great, last night the pipes must have
frozen.
And if they actually
burst.
Yeah, okay. All right, still on containers. Years and years ago, if a person wanted to buy a lot of flour, he'd buy it in what kind of container?
In a sack.
Okay. What about something that's made out of wood?
A barrel.
Yeah. Are you familiar with people buying flour that way?
No, I've never seen anybody buy a barrel of flour.
Okay.
That's a lot of flour.
Right. What about something that is similar to a barrel? It looks like a barrel, it's just smaller.